Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. High school football playoffs getting underway tonight. And one of those big games will be Page taking on Columbia Central. We bring in Charles Rathbone, the head coach at Page High School now. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic. And I want to start with your defense. You gave up 13 points all year, Coach. I mean, how awesome is that? You have to be proud of the defensive side of the ball. I know you're proud of the whole team, but 13 points, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I tell you what, those guys work very hard. And, you know, that side of the ball does a great job of game planning and trying to search for tendencies. And the guys did a good job coming out and executing. It sure helps to have a couple of Mr. Football semifinalists on that side of the ball and another Wake Forest commit over there as well.
Do you feel like in watching them each week in practice that, you know, those guys, they know what they're doing. They know, you know, that they've only given up 13 this year. And do you see that motivating them where you don't even have to at this point?
You know, I see them a lot playing really unselfish football. And I think they play, you know, the scoreless streak, the first six games, whatever it was, seven games, whatever it was, that was a pride thing for them. But once it went down, my biggest fear was that once you lose that, then all of a sudden you're just going to have a big gap there and you're going to lose that momentum, that physicality, that execution. And they did a great job of holding it together throughout. So I think it was a pride thing for them. And I think they want to hold teams scoreless because they feel like they're that good, the kids. But I don't think that it's weighing on their minds, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Coach Charles Rathbone, Page High School with us. They take on Columbia Central tonight. And, Coach, it's so good to talk to you. Let me ask you just a kind of odd question. You had really one tough game. All the games are tough, but Franklin played you the toughest. You won 14-0. Are you, when you get to the playoffs, does the fact you haven't been battle-tested bother you just a tad bit?
You know, it does. But I would also say that we've played some pretty good teams. I mean, Nolensville, Hillsboro, Centennial, Coffee County is a good football team. So it does worry me. It worries me more about conditioning because we've only played more than maybe 2.5 quarters twice this year. So we've been, you know, obviously I'm not going to be somebody that tries to go out and embarrass the other team, run up the score. So we pulled our guys pretty early and played with those guys and hopefully try to get the conditioning in. So the conditioning is my bigger concern than it is playing a tough game. These guys have been to three straight state championships. They've played in tough games. They've lost tough games. They've won tough games. I think they'll respond when the time is there. It's more about conditioning for me.
I don't remember which coach it was, but which team you played. And it might have been after the Lawson game. It says, you know, your team is so good. It's just wave after wave after wave. And they put their head down. You can't tell if they've got a yard or 20 yards. He said they all just kind of play the same. And really the emotion is within the guys themselves going on the field and scoring or withholding you back. Do you coach that? Or is that just kind of an innate inside your players, like all for one for all kind of an attitude?
Well, you know, our motto is we play us. You know, we're not really playing anybody in particular. We're playing ourselves. We want to be ourselves and be the best ourselves possible every single play. And I think they live that. They breathe that, and they do that. They go out every single play as a different challenge. It's a new challenge, and it's something to do with execution and just going out there and winning that play. And I think they bought into it, and they kind of live that and work very hard to win that next play.
Well, I love it. Coach Charles Rathbone with us, Page High School. All right, you take on Columbia Central tonight in the playoffs. Anybody can beat you. You well know that. What's the message tonight? Is it a message of we have to keep playing because our season could be ended tonight at 10 o'clock? How do you approach the first playoff game?
Well, you know, we ended practice yesterday, and we came up, and first thing we told the seniors was, guys, that could have been your last practice.
Oof.
And we want to keep that fresh on their minds. We want them to understand and realize what that feels like for it to be the last. You know, and I think the fact that we got beat in the state championship last year, I think that weighs on these guys, that's what they want to get back to. So, obviously, as a coach, you worry about 16, 17-year-old kids, you know, keeping their minds straight and being motivated and all this. But make no mistake about it, Columbia is a good football team, and they can beat us. They can easily beat us if we don't do what we're supposed to do. And that's kind of been our message to these kids all week.
What can you say about your seniors? You know, obviously, they've, you know, been there, watched the program build, been a big part of it. But, you know, what's something that you can say about these guys as they go into this game tonight?
You know, I mean, everybody sees the on the field accomplishments of these guys. So when I get asked that question, I always talk about them off the field. And to me, the word that comes to mind is elite. They're elite individuals, elite kids. Kids that, you know, listen, I got a daughter. There ain't nobody in this world that's worthy of dating my daughter. But if I had to choose somebody, I would be okay with several of these kids, several of these seniors dating my daughter. You know, the Eric Hazards and the Ainses and the Elijah Stanleys and the Weebushes. And, you know, they just do a great, great job of being role models in the school, in the community, on the field, off the field. And it's just, you know, I'm just so proud of them. And I'm a better person. I'm a better coach. I'm extremely blessed to have had them in my lives for the last 4 years.
Great way to put that. Coach, before we let you go, I want to ask you this, and you're part of this as well. You've been coaching a long time. Is high school football in Middle Tennessee as good now as it's ever been? Because we got guys playing on Saturday, we got guys playing on Sunday, we got championship squads like yourself all around Middle Tennessee, and the competition is so tough. But the competition brings out the best in us. But in your opinion, is high school football in Middle Tennessee the best you've ever seen it right now?
Yeah, by far. I think the training's better, the coaching's better. The kids, athletes are better. And, you know, some of that's just common sense number games, right? You know, as the state gets bigger, you're going to have more numbers to choose from, and you're going to have better athletes that come from those numbers. But I think the work that goes into these kids, that the kids put into it, not just at Page, but all around the state and all around the country, has gotten so much better. Opportunities have gotten so much better over the last 10, 15 years.
Coach Charles Rathmone is with us, Page High School coach. Best of luck tonight. Thanks so much for doing this, and also good luck for the whole rest of the way.
Thank you all for having me.
Absolutely. Charles Rathmone for joining us here on the program. High school football gets underway. The playoffs get underway tonight. So it's crazy that it's already here.
Let me tell you what, that Page roster, you know, we've watched college football for a lot. That might be the best roster
I've seen. See some of those boys on Saturdays.
High school football. I mean, there's a reason they gave up 1.3 points in 10 games. But he's a hell of a coach. He's got a hell of a staff. He cares about those kids. That's a great community. They rally around that school and those kids. And that's why we love high school football.
Yeah. And, I mean, look, if you're looking for something to do on a Friday night, go to a game. Go to a playoff game. The playoff atmosphere in high school football is unmatched.
It is.
It's just so much fun.
It is. You're right.
I mean, I've done, you know, obviously I went to FRA, so I remember those, but Metro or Williamson County, Rutherford County, doesn't matter. Like, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, as we said it last week and we say this time of year, I mean, there are some guys, their careers will end tonight, and that'll be the last time they ever put the pads on, but they're going to go down swinging, that's for sure.
Yeah, and to tell your seniors, like, this is the last practice,
that
would motivate me beyond anything else. So,
be like, no, it's not. We're going to be back here on Monday, Coach.
Right.
Let's go. Coming up next, we didn't get to do it yesterday, and I felt incomplete because things ran over. But we're going to tell you what day it is, and also celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.